Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I'm so grateful that you have joined us for today's weekday podcast. You know, each day that we provide this, Bobby and I try to take a piece of scripture and let you be able to soak on it a little bit and hopefully put it into practice in your life that you might have the best possible you as you grow in Christ day by day by day. So today I want to talk about self-awareness. I know folks that are clueless about what they do with their voice. I had a breakfast with a couple early this morning, and it was really interesting because they were fully free to sit across the little dining table we ate out down at Reveille, which, by the way, I love their breakfast at Reveille. You ought to try it here in Sugar Hill. But one of the things that I discovered from them was how many things I do that drives them bat crazy. I mean, truly, I think they had like 18 things that they love the church, they love the mission effort, they love all everything. They just don't love me. And one of the things that was said was, you know, Chuck, sometimes it feels like you don't have any self-awareness. And you know, it piqued my interest. It was odd because normally I would get defensive about something like that. But I truly sat there, listened to it, kind of received it, hopefully in the spirit in which it was intended. And it gave me a moment of self-awareness that, you know, Chuck, you do some things really well and you do other things that are just really just goofy. I want to ask you, how self-aware are you today? In 1 Timothy 4:16, here's what I hear, and I really want us to break this down a little bit. The text says, keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by so doing, you will save both yourself and your hearers. Now, I think this is interesting because, you know, Paul and Timothy have this really close bond, and there's a time in which what's happening in this text is a reminder, not just for them, but for you and I. And so let me walk back to that part of scripture, and let me try to unpack how I think it would read if you and I were sitting at that breakfast table. 1 Timothy 4:16 at Reveille. You ready? We ought to take a close look at ourselves, and we ought to take a close look on what we truly believe. You see, if we would take a close look, we might find whether or not we're living and believing as God has designed us. And if we would continue to do this, and we'd do it with great clarity, and we would do it with great consistency, then we would have great opportunity to be saved from all of the heartaches in life, both for us and the people that we share this world with. You know what I say, friends? I really believe that a self-aware person is the person that is beginning their walk to grow in Christ. Jesus has given us a perspective that really what we really offer the world is Him. The best thing we offer in this world is Jesus Himself. And the text in this scripture says you might want to take a really close look at you. So I've found recently that much of this comes with grace. Much of this comes with humility. Much of this comes with the desire and have a hunger to try and grow and live and love and lead more like Christ. So I jumped over to Romans chapter 12, verse 3, and here's what I read there. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. Now, this is another text. I mean, Paul is writing this and he's really saying all of us who have chosen to follow Jesus, we have been given grace. Salvation comes by grace. And then he says, so I want all of you as followers of Christ, all of you meaning folks who are spiritually mature and folks that are brand new in Christ and everybody in between, I want you to learn to think of yourself the way you ought to, not more highly than you should, but to think with sober judgment. We attach sober with the thought of alcohol or being drunk or being high on weed or whatever. But the text sober means that you would be full and controlled. So really the text says that we want you to think with your mind being fully committed to the ways of God and your soul and your heart being committed to walking as Christ did, which will lead us to this humility. And then the text goes on and says, but to think with this sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. Now that means that your measure of all these things, humility, your measure of how you see yourself, the awareness of where you are and who you are, only comes from recognizing whose you are. And so as you grow in Christ, I want to encourage you. It's not like I've got this figured out. I realize there are times in my life I am the opposite of humble. There are times in this life I think totally of myself. And I'd be willing to say that you do the same thing. But my friend, sober judgment and keeping a close watch on ourself and our teaching, if we'll persist in this, for by so, listen to this promise, doing this will save both you and your hearers, everybody around you in your circle. You can become self-aware as the Lord God leads you. Today, I hope you have the greatest Friday, and this weekend would be awesome for you. Let me pray for you real quick. God, would you take every listener, every hearer of this time, would you bless them richly? Give them peace and clarity. Give them wisdom from on high. And I pray this weekend that they would live for you, they'd have fun, they'd have rest, and they might join their church or our church and worship freely. So folks, we say all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. I sure hope I have the opportunity to see you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church for our 9:30 or 11 o'clock worship services. We do have a service in Spanish at 11 a.m. And of course, it's always streaming live on Facebook or at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.